going to have a little fun tonight, folks.
I'm going to play you snippets from a few songs. All but one of these songs is from George Harrison's 1987 Jeff Lynne-produced album, Cloud Nine. You guess which one of these songs was not on Cloud Nine.
Now, here comes the music.
So, did you figure out which song was not on Cloud Nine?
An Italian film director is not sufficient.
This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 176, One Day.
One Day was a bonus track on the remastered Zoom album released in Japan on April 17, 2013, April 22nd in Europe, and on April 23rd in the United States. It was recorded in Jeff Lynne's home studio in California in 2004. The other bonus track was a live version of Turn to Stone from the 2001 PBS special. On April 3rd, 2013, at CBS News Online, Jeff said,
"It just came about with me like normal, just piddling about on a guitar and just coming up with some nice chords. I try to find nice chord changes. That's how I love to start. And then I start trying to knock it into a song, knock it into shape."
One day, one very bad day.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And here we have an unfinished track from Cloud Nine. I'm going to guess they laid down the music, they got that all done, but George Harrison didn't put his voice in yet, so it just kind of sat unfinished for a while, and I guess for a bonus track on the Zoom remaster, Jeff decided, you know, I'll sing the song and put it out, and this is what we have here. Or I could be making all of that up.
Yeah, you could be making part of that up.
Yeah. Do Jeff Lynne's ears work? It seems like he got new ears in 1987, and he liked how they work, and he kept them, just never got rid of them. When they stopped putting out the upgrades, he said, no, I'm good. Kind of like my 2009 MacBook. I still use it. Really, I only use it to play music, because every version of iTunes after 10.6.7 or whatever has been a confusing mess. They stopped sending updates for that Mac, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years after I got it. And I'm thinking it's sort of the same thing with Jeff Lynne's ears. Because here we go again. Or is Jeff Lynne so isolated that there's nobody to tell him, you know, you kind of already did this a lot over the last 25 years. At least this time he reaches back a little bit further beyond Armchair Theater and Wilbury's Volume 3 for something that sounds pretty much like Cloud Nine, complete with Jeff Lynne imitation of George Harrison lead guitar playing. I'm so tired of this. It was recorded in 2004. That's many years after Cloud Nine. Don't ask me to do math right now.
One, two, many.
Yes. Released in 2013, 26 years after Cloud Nine. And here we go, recycling that sound again. It's not just that it sounds like rehashing that sound he's been rehashing since 1987 for why I don't like the song. I think it commits an even bigger crime. It's boring. It's pretty paint by numbers. I'll paint that here according to this number match, paint that there, paint that, and it's all done, and oh, there we go. Oh, it's a sad clown. This is pretty. This should be seen and heard by everybody. So, yeah. It's a boring rehash. It's not all bad. There are some nice little things that I don't mind. The harmony when he sings One Day. That's something new for Jeff Lynne harmonizing. I hadn't heard that before. And I like the part near the end where it's got that sort of Roy Orbison-y build-up before it goes right into the final last few seconds. But other than that, this has been the first time I've heard this, and I cannot see myself listening to this again once I finish putting this episode together.
Well, according to an interview, Jeff Lynne says he was piddling around on his guitar.
Sounds about right.
Which, I don't know if that means pissing all over his legacy. But, I hope it wasn't an expensive guitar. I hope he used the cardboard box one that he was walking around on the beach with. And he's going to be piddling on things.
Yeah.
But, it's a song that you play when you got to go take a quick piddle.
Yeah.
You're not missing much.
No, you are not.
It's just, hey, I recorded this 3 years after Zoom. Mm-hmm. Here's a bonus track for Zoom. And it sounds like every other freaking thing on Zoom.
On Zoom, Armchair Theater, Cloud Nine, Wilbury's Volume 3.
To tell you the truth, I think I would have been angry, though, if this would have been some sort of brilliant piece of music and it had come from the same sessions as Zoom. Yeah, you would be bleeping out quite a bit of my conversation here because I'd be going, okay, so he was doing this and now he throws it on as a bonus track in 2013. And that means he had a lot of good stuff and he put out Zoom. But no. It just kind of proves that, well, he was becoming creatively bankrupt and 3 years later didn't help.
Yeah.
And it seems like as the years go by, nothing's helping. And it's just the trend of, hey, I'm comfortable here. I'll just go ahead and put this out when I've got enough songs. Or if I've just got something to throw it on, I'll just throw it out there. And there's not any effort or anything else to it. It's just, oh, here's another 3-minute song going over the same thing I've done before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can understand why Jeff Lynne might be hung up on the late 80s, early 90s, because before Cloud Nine, right around Balance of Power, he was pretty much on the fast track that most musicians go through. They got that arc of where they're nobodies and then they're famous and they're big, and then, you know, a few years later, the career starts to slip and they become who? And they're pretty much making money off of making incidental music or a royalty check for the end theme for some kiddie cartoon series only seen in Belgium. Sometimes they put some stuff out, it's released on some tiny label nobody's heard of, and he's playing clubs that are barely no bigger than my bedroom. It seemed like that's where things were going for Jeff Lynne in the mid-80s. And then Cloud Nine happened, and then the Wilburys, and then Roy Orbison and Tom Petty, and he's producing the freaking reunited Beatles. I mean, I can understand why Jeff Lynne was like, that was a great time, things were going great. I have the same hang-up with 81 to 83 in my head. Oh, those were fun, that's a lot of fun times. But if I was still doing the same kind of music that I was doing in 1982, it would sound like this. I love long ago, putting all the dime in the bubble on my head. And nobody wants that. After a while, the novelty, the fun, the interest of it just gets boring and it's as great as Cloud Nine and that stuff was 20, 30 years ago, after hearing it done over and over again with different songs, it's not, damn, that's great. It's, well, here we go again.
Yep. Deja vu. The feeling that you've heard this crap before.
Yeah. I like that. That's very accurate. Yeah, these bonus tracks, Zoom, this stuff, it's made me reassess No Answer, which I think I gave 0.75 of a star. I think I'm going to have to bump that up to 1.5. While I wasn't crazy about the songs, at least the whole album took chances, and it was a huge risk. I mean, they could have gone with Safe and just predictable and done, I don't know, what was big in 72, Carpenters or Lobo-type stuff. Or
true. Well, even the Carpenters got more ambitious towards the end.
You know, they did do
that... cover of the Klaatu song.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Calling occupants of interplanetary.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but this, I may not have liked the songs, but none of them were boring. They were interesting and weird and took ridiculous chances. It may not have always paid off, but at least it wasn't dull. Like this last stuff, it's just, someone just put in a punch card in 1987 and Jeff Lynne's back and nobody ever took it out. They just turned him on. Time to make a song, Jeff. Okay. All right, there's 3 minutes. You can power down for a bit.
Have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. 2 years after this song was made, Def Leppard released a covers album called Yeah. That includes a cover of 10538 Overture. Def Leppard did better ELO in 2006 than Jeff Lynne was doing in 2004.
Yeah. Abso-frickin-lutely. Yes.
And Def Leppard, for the most part, sucked at that particular point. Their covers album was better than their actual albums.
Yeah, and that's a bad sign when...
Yes.
Yeah, there you've had that career arc, and now you're just... Add cover albums to the list of what you do when you're just trying to make a buck, and the music you're making just isn't selling like it used to.
Right, this is the one they released after releasing their boy band album.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear that when we get to our Def Leppard song-by-song podcast.
I think you'll give up on that probably sometime after Hysteria.
That's very good bet, yes. Yeah.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we've totally ripped apart this song.
Got something to say about One Day? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
This program was recorded.
One day.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. It's cold outside, no kind of atmosphere.
How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do? Here's the time for a commercial for you. We'd be glad to put it in if you'll get up the tin. How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do?
Hello, fellow ELO maniacs. Mike Hudson here with my take on the song of the week. One Day is a song that actually sounds like it was an outtake from the album it appears as a bonus track on, unlike some of the ones in the past that bear no relationship to the albums that they were featured on. Musically, I like the song. It's nothing out of this world that's going to blow your mind or knock your socks off, but it's a pleasant little song. Nice melody, and Jeff's harmonies are great in it. Lyrically, it's another of Jeff's not too terribly profound offerings, basic rhyme scheme, as are many of his songs. But we've always known Jeff himself says his lyrics are an afterthought. While this is true a lot of the time, sometimes Jeff comes up with some really good lyrics. Actually, more often than he's given credit for. But this song isn't one of those exceptions. I recently mentioned in my written response to the podcast for Everybody's Born to Die that ELO doesn't feature a lot of organ in their songs, but with One Day, we get a little bit of organ in the song. Toward the end of the song is where you hear it the best, in the final verse and into the ending of the song. I don't think it's in there earlier in the song, but it might be in there buried deeper in the mix. And the song also has that sort of slide guitar sound in the latter verses that Jeff started doing around the time of the Zoom album and on through the last two Jeff Lynne ZLO albums. And it also has a nice George Harrison-like guitar solo. In fact, it may have been George for all I know, but I don't think so, because I'm sure I'd have read that fact somewhere by now if it had been. I think my favorite parts of the song are the descending piano chords in the chorus. Or would that actually be considered more of a middle eight, like in a lot of Beatles songs? Because Jeff doesn't come back to it at the end of the song like you would expect with a chorus. And my other favorite part of the song is where the instruments all sync up and do an ascending climb right before the ending. That's a really nice touch. Out of the three songs that I've reviewed as part of this podcast so far, this one is probably the best track of the lot. Okay, that's about all I have for this song. Until next time, wondrous is our great blue ship that sails around the mighty sun, and joy to everyone that rides alone.
Hey, this is Dr. Troy. One Day. I love this song. In fact, I like it better than some of the songs on Zoom. And I wouldn't have minded if they had replaced Melting in the Sun or All She Wanted or maybe In Your Life with this song instead, because it is very good. I love the harmonies. Yeah, I know it's not a choir. Like classic ELO, it's Jeff harmonizing with himself, but it is so beautiful, and I love the way the tempo changes when they get into the chorus and the harmonies get a little tighter. Just absolutely beautiful. I also love the recurring lead guitar line throughout the song, and that is reminiscent of some of the tracks on Zoom. Just for Love and Long Time Gone, for example, have that, but I know other songs on the album too, and I just find that beautiful as well. And as I was looking through the comments on YouTube after listening to this song, one of the people who commented said that he loved the descending bass line at the end of the song. Yeah, I do too. That is really good, really boss. So overall, again, I love the song. And I wish they had included it on the album, or if they were still making, they still do make 45s, but if they were more mass-produced like they used to be when I was growing up, I think this would have made a killer B-side. Well, I will talk to you next week.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
I am going to use my duck call, and this is what it sounds like when I say I like the song. And this is what it sounds like whenever I say, I love you guys. I love you guys, like the duck call said. What the heck was that?
Wow, she liked it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 177, Lucky Motel.